1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Order and last for our invocation. Reverend Crawford and followed by the pledge of allegiance.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to gather and do the city's business today. Our Lord bless us in the decisions we make and the approach we take to that job. We thank you for the country we live in, the opportunity for government to function the way it does, and for us to be a small part of it. We thank you in your Son's name. Amen.
Right back here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, roll call.
I'm here.
Andy Klein.
Yo.
Kelly.
Here.
I miss my meetings.
Joe Patty.
Here. I miss myself on the info.
Okay. Consideration of minutes of prior meeting. Have any additions or corrections to those that were here?
I move that they be approved as a...
Okay. We have a motion that they be approved, and let's see, Howard, you were absent, so you can't.
I was absent.
All right. Well, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unfinished business. Matt.
Okay, the airport engineering consultants actually went through the first round of cuts, shortlisted down to four consulting companies. We're going to have presentations by those four companies on August 7th. For this, they're at Aaron Smith, Hill, Michael Baker, Kingsley Warren, and some professionals. Basically, it's a 40-minute presentation, 20-minute question and answer session.
It's not our current ones, though?
Yeah. They're
A rail skip, yeah.
RSH.
RSH. That's how I didn't recognize RSH. RSH. Okay.
So we're proceeding, so we're moving forward with that.
All right. Very good.
Moving on, we received an unsolicited request from Ms. Krista Thomas in the comments. She would like the opportunity to host, conduct, organize an air show out of the airport sometime in 2015, next year. I've attached her proposal to everyone, or I emailed it to everyone. I can't remember the last time we had an air show out here. You know, normally we've conducted several little events here and there. We'll have the EAA come in with their B-17, the floor tricorder, honor flight activities, in and out. We have Hurricane Expo. We have these little events here and there, but nothing that really stuck out and said either official open house or official Ocala Airport air show. So
I don't remember what year it was, but we did actually have some aerobatics.
Jet team.
No, I don't think it was a jet. I mean, when I was a kid, they had a jet team. But
no, such a little kid.
Much before jets, wasn't it?
Not fun. The angle we're fine.
We did have a little air show. So I recall the FAA presence, but
we had a couple of them, and at least the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds up quick, which happened.
Well, at the very least, the proposal kind of opens the door to a discussion on having an activity like that in the future. Honestly, I'm not entirely sure if we can accept an unsolicited proposal. I think we could, but it would still have to get run through our purchasing department. There's a proposal where a sole source wants to do something revenue generating at the airport. We always like to get clearance through them. But first and foremost, I figured I'd put it through to the board.
Yeah, well, Ms. Christie's here. You've driven all the way from Brantford.
Yes, can you guys remember that?
Yeah.
No, there.
Tell us about yourself and why you want to do this.
Well, does everybody have a copy of what Joseph was doing?
Yes.
So I'm Joseph Thomas. I've been in banking and marketing sales for over 17 years. I've seen that since 17. And I was approached by an investor to do a lot of host like events for music shows, like a bunch of pop bands all in one area. And it kind of caught my interest, but what I've been researching over the last 2 years kind of goes in and in with air shows. And it started with like city arenas, it's kind of going out there. And go to aviation and redo all the airplanes for all the bigger airlines, commercial planes inside and out. And he had mentioned, we started talking about the air show that used to be in Lake City for over 25 years. It was very successful. And the person that headed up those was a judge from Douglas, and he's a really good friend of the family. So I met with Vernon, and he told me step by step how to do everything and get it organized to where it's extremely successful. So I had his 25 years of experience kind of here and there. He meets with me at the consultation, touch base with me to see how I'm doing, if I need anything, if I have any questions. And then, which I found it very interesting because I've always wanted to get my pilot's license, but I've never actually even had the opportunity. So it interests me with the planes, and I can always include the musician part of it, the music part in between when the air shows are or at night for those events. And I have a lot of different ideas from a couple of other successful people that have run this as well in different states. And you can add additional things in there, like either a car show or whether it's an oldies car or BMW club or Porsche clubs, there's all of those in Gainesville too. So motorcycles, maybe events with the racing or any of that. All of the insurance is covered by all of those events. Have even considered like a helicopter ride. So it's going to include way more than just the air show. You'll have more things bringing in different parts of the community out to the event as well. And so helicopter rides and hot air balloons, things like that. There's a M2 battle sports I've had up in Gainesville, and they're becoming way more popular. It's fun. I've done it myself a couple times. But it's like you have these guns, and it's like almost like a video game, but it's like a real live version. They would just bring out like things to hide behind and stuff like that. So bring a lot more to the event than just the air show, and all of it would be covered by the insurances, which we have for that weekend. And it would be a 2-day event, because that way if it rains one day, you might get it rain the next, but that's mainly how they do it. There's also a event that I've already signed up for, which is a convention, which is the whole U.S. goes there, and you get first dibs on a date, and more than likely, what you have to do is, when they ask you, is this same date available for you, you have to say, yes, that date works for me, otherwise, they're just trying to fill out if they can fill that spot for themselves. So you really almost have to go based off of what works for them for your date for the year next year. And that's the first week of December, and they have so many resources. They help us, they teach you how to run the air missions and the ground. So there's different classes for that, and as well as getting more sponsorships, just not even locally, but bigger sponsorships to help administer that. All the marketing would be paid for by Jammin Productions, and pretty much it. So do you guys have any questions?
So you have an investor backing you, say?
I do. A couple.
Sorry?
I have a couple of them backing me if I need it. Right now, most of it would be reimbursed anyway through the sponsorships.
Who's the gentleman that did the one in Lake City again?
Brian Douglas. He was a judge there for like 30-something years. He just retired from that, but he still has a practice in Lake City.
He's a lawyer.
So he's just an informal advisor, he's not a part of your company.
Yes, and he said for the first year or two until I felt comfortable, he would actually do the air show with me once I go to class, and if I feel like I want him there, he's going to be a part of it for sure for the first year. And then based on if I feel comfortable, then I'm going to do the next year.
You're definitely untried at this point, aren't you?
I researched it. I would be off running if I didn't have everything covered in the background as well, especially for you guys, because it's the face of Ocala too, so I want to make sure that if you're giving me this opportunity, that I come through more than what is expected from you guys.
Well, I don't know that advertising you're looking so aggressive, we can look at that, but I don't think the woods is full of people wanting to run air shows near Cali Airport or anywhere. I mean, it's a difficult number of circuits. The last ones that we did here, the Shrine Club took on and they ran that two, maybe three. And with the whole club organization, probably not as well organized and thought out as what you're doing. But they couldn't make the thing pay. That was a different time, different set of circumstances, and a whole different approach to it. So you obviously looked at it and figured to the point where you invest money in these air show acts and so forth that can make it work. I certainly don't have any objections. I think it's a great opportunity to showcase aviation in Ocala.
And that's what I was saying, because I kind of got a tour of the whole area, and it's such a gorgeous airport, and I myself haven't been in it or around it until just recently, and so I've been telling everybody how beautiful it is out here.
One of the problems you have here is a problem with what everybody has, and when you look at the airport, look at the infrastructure around it. The static displays of what you put on the ground, you can only see it from the airport, but the flying stuff, you can see for a long ways off, and it's difficult to control people on the highway or all around. So when you sell tickets to actually come to the air show and watch, there's no way to control the people that sit on the other side of the fence and watch.
Yeah, that's true. And they had that too in Lake City. They were still, even with that, were very successful. And they didn't do a lot of marketing, which is planning and marketing within the Ocala and the Gainesville area as well. And so I think that along with having other events with the same event, or in the different people as well, like if you have the car shows or I don't know if I can do this because I haven't actually finished researching this part, but like have a jet race car, or if I can't get that part approved for the insurance, have like a Corvette race of Mustang or something, Chevy against.
They have those jet trucks that probably have at least one Shockwave in all the air shows. So they're available if you can get them that weekend, whatever they cost.
And the Army does the parachuting down, which is the
Golden
Knights. Yes, thank you. So I've researched them as well. And then there's a guy out of Palatka that does, he's known through the whole world. He was gone a couple of weeks for skydiving, and he could offer those events. Those you would still have to pay for, so those would be additional things. Like, if you could do like a $20-$30 skydiving instead of what you normally charge, that might be something that you could do.
Well, the population base, if you put it in Ocala and look north to Gainesville and look south to the villages in Leesburg, Marion County, you're cozying up close to better than 750,000 people, so there's an audience.
Yeah.
Well, where do you go from here?
If there's a no objection from the board, I'll take that to the city manager. We'll meet with him on Monday. And
the other thing is, through that, once that is, if it's approved through the city manager, then we just file with the Department of Defense side of application, and then it takes about a month for them to give us the approval, which kind of puts us right in the time frame that we need. It gives us more time than we need to when I go to the convention and actually get a date set, because we've already been approved through the Department of Defense. So we'll have to shut down the year.
Well, a real good time to have one in this part of the country from some people. I know a number of people in the airship business. It's more in the spring or the winter season, but it's cooler and you can get people out, and the air show acts don't have any place else to go. There's nothing going on up north.
That's true.
So you got a better market to work with.
Yeah, I researched that as well, because they do, and they do shut down because of the weather. When it breaks snow, they won't do the shows. And so Florida and California are the two states that do it later in the year and then start it first in the year.
We're out here, of course, football gets big, so if you have a big football weekend, all of the way the Gators have been playing, not many people go up there. So not to worry about that.
Five words.
I thought about that too, because shows that ended up, because when they give you a date, you have to take that date, but there was a fair in Lake City, and that was actually more successful one of those years where the fair was in town, because they thought the fair would take away from the income, and it didn't, so it just kind of...
Probably would.
All right. Are there any objections to for the city pursuing this
air show at Christmas.
I don't think we need a motion or anything, just to pass it over at this point.
No, that's fine. All right, well,
Good luck.
All right, I appreciate it.
I'm sure there's many hoops to be jumped.
All right, fuel farm, Matt.
Met with Fuel Tech a couple times over the past couple weeks. The project is still in plan review with the city building department. They have some comments, kicked the plans back to Fuel Tech. We're trying to work our way through some of these comments. A lot of them were not appropriate for an aviation fuel farm, an overhead fire extinguisher system. They are likening the fuel farm to a commercially run gas station. And there's completely two different things. So we're working through those obstacles right now. Fuel Tech advises that they're confident that they can begin work in early August. So we're getting pretty close.
All right, overhead extinguishers.
New business?
Yeah, fuel deliveries. Year to date, we pumped 405,000 total gallons of fuel. It's about 7.4% over where we were this time last year. Jet A is definitely leading the way. Our avgas, though, is almost 14% down over this time last year. So avgas continues to slide, jet fuel continues to increase. Operations. June was actually a positive month for us, June of 2014. That's 4182 compared to 4089 in June of 2013. That's excellent since we're behind the curve, behind the trend line for our record operations. And it's, you know, it's indicative of the avgas sales showing a decline. The avgas guys really do drive the numbers up. Jets, they're one in, one out. The avgas guys are even touching those in training. Although Ron has stated in the past, he's not here today, but his operation is booming. Yeah, it's, we're trying to do what we can for him. In fact, since I mentioned Ron, at Ocala Aviation, I've got a meeting set up with the state in about a week and a half up in Jacksonville for an airport conference. I'm going to sit down with the state and see what kind of state monies are available for this kind of economic development opportunities. There are some grant programs, 100% economic grant programs out there for aviation businesses.
A larger facility.
It needs a new facility, yeah. So I'm going to talk to our District 5 rep about that, and as long as it doesn't impact our terminal grant, then perhaps there's something we can do. It's important that we do something. We need to expand our avgas sales and our total airport operations.
Can the CEP be of any help to that?
No.
Not really? And they've got access to grant money for businesses regardless of whether or not they're aviation or non-aviation.
They do. There's a lot of different pots of money out there. I'm not necessarily certain that Ron would qualify for any of them. It's a very low number of jobs that he would be bringing, and it's all related to the number of jobs. I'll certainly pose the question and ask the CEP what they can do. But honestly, I think the FDOT District 5 monies are going to be where it's at in the facility.
There's only four
thousand. Something. You think there's enough grant money to actually build a building and a hangar?
Well, it's the way I understand this particular pot of money is it's got to fall within the existing budget constraints at FDOT. It's a new program the state initiated, but it's using the same pot of money that all the other programs are using. So it's a matter of selling the project and the importance
and then try and get some of that additional money. Hopefully, what I'm banking on is that there's extra money towards the end of the budget year that is not being utilized, and we've been pretty successful in securing those types of grant monies in the past, and I'm hoping we can do that again for this particular project. Again, as long as it doesn't impact the term, or any of the other five-year work program projects we have going on here, whether it's the terminal, the parking lot, the fuel farm, or anything else. So, I mean, it'd be a big grant dollar, it'd be $1 million, is what I'm thinking, for a new hangar, office space, parking lot, general, a nice facility.
What is the sheriff doing with the temporary facility down at the terminal? Are they using that now?
Yeah, it's staffed daily.
But it's a huge building, they're using the whole potential.
Yeah, and then they have another 10 years on lease.
Yeah, but they might consider, they might consider something gas. I mean, they're not that interested in it. For classrooms, a lot of the things that Ron is doing, a building like that could be.
It would be. They would have to vacate it completely. They wouldn't want to share it. I can almost for certain speak for them on that. They like to keep their anonymity. They don't want anyone to know that they're there. I don't speak this in public accordingly. But it's Marin County Sheriff. They do things there that are undercover. So they hide the vehicles that they operate.
But then I have some longer term plan for doing that elsewhere, so it never hurts to make contact with the sheriff and ask him.
Okay.
Where are you going with it? If you're willing to give it up, we'd love to have it to lease it to someone.
So those are the operations. Fuel price comparison, I haven't done one of these in a while, and it's always, I try to put more and more information on the screen, and the numbers get smaller and smaller and smaller, so I'll start printing out and have them in front of you. Starting with Jet A. Jet A is pretty typical. We're generally in the same spot that we always have been as far as the price goes. On the Avgas self-serve, you can kind of see where June 27 of 2013, where Landmark significantly changed their margins on the self-serve price, and it dropped significantly. And it's slowly creeping back up to the top of the stack again. But kind of see what they did. They dropped the self-serve ad gas price, but it looks like their margins went up pretty significantly on the full price. So, traded one for the other is what it looks like. But nothing drastic. It's still pretty typical of Landmark Aviation fuel prices. We're generally in the same position compared to all the other airports over the previous comparisons.
Okay, what else you got?
That's it. Concludes my presentation.
All right. Anything from the board? Persons wishing to appear? We have any? Anybody? Board, Terry? Howie?
I'm good.
Savage?
I just want to apologize for missing as many meetings as I had. I'm sure I was somewhere else way far away every time, but I just had a. There's more meetings this year that I've missed since I've been on the airport for.
No, I assume you've had a good time in China.
I was in China and Europe all over.
Damn.
Chasing the printing press. Took a vacation.
Chasing the almighty dollar. All right. We got a motion to adjourn.
That's so good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Come in, man. Vacation for the company.
Yeah. I took a real vacation.
How's anything? Eddie Martin.
City, that didn't hurt too bad, did it?